Bandwidth for Vagary.tv podcast provided by CashFly at CashFly.com. That's CacheFly.com.
Alright, cheese plates. Welcome to the Perfectly Sane Show, episode 152. I am Chris, as always, joined by Tony.
Cheese plate!
And Jeff.
Yellow.
And returning again, Walter, what is your official title now? I forgot.
Social and Community Manager for CBS Interactive.
There we go. That sounds like an important title, so.
Because I'm fucking important.
Yes.
For a minute there, it sounded like you couldn't remember.
It's new. Give me a break, all right? It's new. Let me tell you right now. I'm not used to a company that puts you up in nice hotels and then gives you, like, access to, like, the show floor before it even opens. And people welcome you with, like, wide open arms and... People listening, you can put that together any way you want. I'm not going past that.
Well, I mean, not every company has, like, CSI and NCIS money and...
Big Bang Theory, baby.
Big Bang Theory and...
Oh, God.
All of them. I mean, but you could say what you want about that show, but...
Walter, are you still allowed to make fun of the Big Bang Theory? Or is that, like, forbidden now?
Well, you know, for the record, let me go on the record and say that I actually watched that show. I've always enjoyed it. I think people overreact to the fact that they, you know, they're saying, oh, it makes nerds look bad. I look at forums and Twitter, and nerds make nerds look bad. That show is not doing anything for us, you know, to make us look bad. You know?
Don't get me started. I get to deal with nerds every day.
I'm sorry if I'm one of the people that actually enjoys the show. I take it for what it is, you know? It's a sitcom, dude. What are you expected to be? You know?
My wife watches it. Obviously.
Plus, I defy anyone to say...
Chris, I mean, do you get up and leave the room when she turns it on?
No, I mean, some of the jokes are funny. Some of them I don't like. Not like... my favorite show ever, but I can stomach it. I'm not like, this is awful. I don't get incensed about it.
Plus, Penny, played by the absolutely stunning Kaley Cuoco, is something we should all cherish on TV.
Yeah.
I can appreciate that. Yeah.
All right. There, I said my piece. CBS in the house. I'm like, hey people, I'm fucking really tired.
So do you want to defend Two and a Half Men too?
No, I got nothing for that. Hey, I don't know why CSI hasn't figured out that crime scene. look, I'm really tired. Let me go on the record right quick. My actual start date and my move date are the 21st, and my start date at this company is the 24th. They were kind enough to add me to the list and fly me over and put me up in a nice place in order for me to meet my team and the rest of the company and to really like get a head start in meeting and like there's nothing better than E3 to kind of re-network and reintroduce yourself to the gaming industry.
Right.
And that's exactly what this week's been about. I've been kind of helping a little bit with the social media presence. I'm hoping, you know, you guys can, you know, jump along and follow GameSpot, Giant Bomb and all the related, you know, links. Because I have a lot of like cool shit planned up and stuff, but doing an East Coast to West Coast thing in a week and then dealing with the E3, you know, schedule, which is very, very hectic. Like right now, I'm actually like really, really tired. So if I sound really goofy and I'm like rambling on that shit, it's because I'm tired and that's how I get. I'm not looking to insult anybody or any of that shit. So, yeah.
We understand.
I'm exhausted as well. and I'm also doing the East Coast to West Coast thing. So
it's rough, isn't it? Your clock is just all over the place all day long. You're not sure if you want breakfast, lunch, or dinner. You know, it's the weirdest thing. And then you eat a cookie, and then it's like, seriously, one cookie, get 10, dude. You know? So it's,
I'm drinking now, too. It's going to make it 10 times worse.
I know. That's the worst part. That's why everyone that's jet lagged, if the moment you sip, like, any kind of alcohol, it hits you like you fucking just took a shot of Absolute. You know?
Yeah, and I've had so much alcohol since I've been out here, too.
Yeah. It's rough, but it's fun time. I'm not complaining. This is just making an observation. It's really fun. This has been probably the most energetic and most exposed E3. I haven't seen this many like international media at an E3 in like time.
Well, it's console change over time, right? It's generation change. So
yeah, I mean, I'm sorry to inform Nintendo, but the next.
I mean, and I think Jeff said this yesterday, that they kind of showed why they didn't have a press conference, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
Because they didn't have anything to show.
So I guess let's start out with some Nintendo stuff. Like, I mean, I didn't see it. Jeff watched it, so let me give us a quick recap.
Oh, shit. I mean, all they showed was...
I want to see that PR release, Nintendo.
That should be their new slogan.
I think I was 10 minutes late. Like, my alarm went off, and I was, like, laying there in bed. I'm like, all right, I'm getting up now. And then all of a sudden, I think Chris texted me again, and I was like, oh, yeah, time to get up. And
yeah.
So I think I missed the first 10 minutes.
I texted Jeff. I was like, so what, give me the good info. And he goes, Art Academy?
yeah. So when I turned it on, they were on Art Academy. Like, there's a new Art Academy. I think, I don't know what it was. I don't remember if it was for Wii U or for the 3DS.
I think it's Wii U.
Then they were like, you know, here is, you know, the new Xenoblade game or whatever it is. It looked okay.
X.
Yeah. Then it was like, then they showed, the new Mario Kart, I think. Yeah, it looked like Mario Kart. Then they showed a trailer for the Mario 3D Land sequel but it's on the Wii U. It's like
3D World.
Yeah, it was not what I expected or wanted, really. It's kind of weird. Like, it looks like the 3DS game, but it's on the Wii U and it's four players and it's local only multiplayer. That's baffling. And then they showed Smash Brothers, and there was Mega Man, and that was the end. Like, it was like, I was watching for like 20 minutes. I was like, okay, that's it. Oh my god.
Up and gave the slow clap.
Yeah, I was like, what?
Yeah. It looks like, I mean, I think you said
There's one thing I missed. The one surprise, okay? So there was one surprise. I mean, other than, everything that I just mentioned was they said they were going to show, so we knew it was coming.
Right.
Then there was the surprise, and the surprise was a pretty big letdown. Retro Studios' new game is Donkey Kong Country again for Wii U.
Yeah.
Yikes.
I will say this, like, I was watching it on social media. I wasn't watching the stream itself because I enjoy seeing reactions more than anything else. Yeah. You get all kinds of stuff. And the undertone was completely underwhelmed. There's a lot of people who were like, wow, my expectations were low, but this was even lower than I could expect. You know? But I think that comes from people hyping themselves up and hoping, come on, Nintendo, one last time. Shine out there, man. Blow people away. Show them you're relevant. You know?
No, you mean, I'm sure for many people that was the case. For me, I wasn't expecting much. I went in going, okay, there's not gonna be that much, but there'll be like a thing or two to be excited about. And I came out of it like not excited about anything. I was like, oh no.
Yeah,
what have you done?
It's rough, but I can tell you that I spent time at Nintendo's booth because it wasn't really crowded when I went by because near the end of the day and everything, you know. And I played a few of the games. Mario Kart feels great. You know, it feels like a nice Mario Kart game. I'm not used to holding the Wii U controller.
Yeah.
The pad. So it felt a little odd to me.
Yeah,
you know?
It's big at first.
Yeah.
Especially if it's tethered. Is it tethered to the unit?
Yeah, so it's even worse, right?
Yeah.
So I didn't take anything away from that, you know, but when it came to the actual the play experience, like, you realize, like, God, if this, why hadn't Nintendo jumped to HD a long time ago? Because these games look great. All the vibrant colors and effects, they look great in HD, you know? So if you have a Wii U, you have a reason to buy games again. You know, the Luigi game looks great. The Mario game looks great. If you're into it, you know, it's the same thing. They kind of seem like a little bit of copy and paste, you know, went on in that. Donkey Kong is Donkey Kong. I mean, you know, it looks like, you know, more like, it reminded me of like the SNES stuff, you know? And,
yeah.
And that's never a bad thing, you know? So if, like, I'm picturing, if I have a Wii U, I was like, I at least have three games for sure I can purchase and like be like, justify having this thing in my living room. So, but was it enough to kind of derail any of the momentum Sony has? Nah, not at all.
Yeah, and Chris, what did you think of Mario? Because I know, like, you like Mario, so, but, like,
I didn't see the stream. I was kind of going off what social media and what Jeff was telling me over the phone. But I watched the trailer afterwards, and I mean, it looks all right. I'll get it because I like Mario games, but yeah, it wasn't like, yeah, this is, like, it didn't have that, this is Galaxy.
Yeah, like that's what I was expecting. It was Galaxy.
It wasn't like that. This is that next step. Like, I mean, it just seems like, all right, well, we did this thing, and now here's this thing, and we're gonna do four players, and we're gonna bring back the, you know, it's basically the characters from Super Mario Brothers 2. It's like, what, Mario, Luigi, Peach, and Toad, right? I think there are the four players you can play as. So, I mean, that's cool, but. I mean, I mostly play those games by myself, so
it doesn't work in multiplayer. Like, at least in my experience, kind of sucks.
Do you go to like interdimensional Mario or?
There's a cat suit.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That should make everything better.
Yeah. So I mean, I wasn't like, yeah, this is great, or anything. I mean, I'll definitely get it because I like Mario games, and I'm sure it's good. I mean. Even as disappointed as I was in New Super Mario Brothers 2, like, it's still a good game.
Yeah.
But it's not, it didn't have that, I need this.
Nope.
Yeah.
I
always have this irrational reaction every time I get my hands on a new Nintendo game, where, and I say irrational because you never hope anyone goes through, like, bad times, but I'm like, why can't you guys get out of the hardware business and just concentrate on software?
Yes.
You know? Because I'm like, this is the kind of platforming that's severely lacking on Xbox and Sony and PlayStation. You know? And you would have been in HD a long time ago. You would have had beautiful, gorgeous, fucking vibrant worlds. You know? It would have been like, I imagine playing like the new Mario game. It would have been playing a freaking cartoon, like a Saturday morning cartoon or something. You know?
Nintendo prefers to design a gaming iPad that you can't leave the house with.
I always have that irrational reaction to every time I get my hands on a Nintendo game. It's like, fuck, I wish you guys were in the software business. Strictly alone, you know?
No, I think the worst thing about it, though, is kind of what Tony said is, you know, they made this device and with, you know, with the Wii, like, they proved why you need it.
Yeah.
And I still think the best game for the Wii U that shows like how the pad itself is relevant wasn't even made by Nintendo.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like, why is this thing here?
Yeah, I don't know. To me, though, the biggest disappointment out of it all was Retro. It's like, dude, why are you squandering Retro? Like, yeah, Donkey Kong Country, there's nothing wrong with Donkey Kong Country, but they're better than that, dude. They should be doing something like Metroid or Zelda. I don't know what they're thinking. I don't know about you, Chris, but I don't plan on buying it. I'm just like, oh, come on.
Donkey Kong, I'm not a Donkey Kong Country fan, so it's just like a waste for me, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not it. I mean, I'm gonna get Wind Waker HD. I'm gonna get Mario. I'm gonna get Pikmin. There might be something else in there that I'm gonna pick up, but.
Smash Brothers? Did you say Smash Brothers?
No, but that's next year, right? That's 2014. This holiday.
I didn't pay attention to release. I always assume it's next year for everything.
Yeah.
When it comes to their releases.
Mario Kart and a Smasher next year.
It's weird that Mario Kart isn't making it this year, I think. It's like, whoa.
Well, Mario Kart is like, I mean, that's quite possibly their biggest franchise, right?
Yeah.
Like, I mean,
how many 3DSs has it sold alone, you know?
Even on the Wii, it was a perennial best. Like, dude, that thing was selling from, like, you know, 2008 to last year. Like, it was a top seller.
I'll confess and made me buy a Wii. That made me have my own Wii and stuff in the house because I wanted to play Mario Kart.
Yeah, so it's a big franchise, and they're missing the holiday season with it. It's like, whoa. You're going to release that? I mean, I guess you could release it whenever you want, and it'll do fine, but that surprised me.
Well, I mean, you look, the holiday season is going to be very crowded this year.
It's
without saying anything else, that might get me in trouble.
Mario Kart Wii sold 33 million copies.
Yeah, that thing was a powerhouse.
Yeah. It's crazy.
Yeah.
And the DS version, not Mario Kart 7, the DS version sold 22 million copies. Like, it's
insane. Dude. It's insane. People buy DSs to play that with friends. I mean,
I think the DS version is the best version of Mario Kart.
Out on the show floor, you see DSs out and they're either street passing or the kids in the lobby waiting around and it's Mario Kart they're playing against all the people around. You know?
Right. I mean, it's quick, it's easy to jump into, and everybody understands it.
Yeah, that's like the standard. That's the, you know, that's one of the best things. So you can, I'm with Jeff. I know how this season's crowded, but they could at least hold on to like a chunk of it and stay like in people's like conversation.
I mean, you could put that out whenever it's gonna sell, but I'm thinking like how they would want to boost console sales, and it's like, well, there's Mario, but guess what? You got Mario last year, like just plain old Mario, you know?
Because right now everyone's like gonna start pinching pennies because they wanna buy a $500 system or a $400 system,
right? Where does the Wii U fit there? Like.
Exactly. That's why. Like, I'm with Jeff. A Mario Kart would have been like, you know what? I can make room for a Mario game,
right?
Or like, a Mario Kart game in there, you know?
Like maybe there, because, and we'll have this discussion shortly. But, like when you sit down, it's like these systems need software, right? So, if you give me a game that gives me a reason to buy that system, and Mario Kart could be that game for the Wii. Wii U. So
what if, you know, if they did a $50 price drop and pack in Mario Kart this fall, that thing would sell pretty well. Like,
I don't think they're willing to do a $50 price drop this early in its life, but
I think they need to.
I think they will after the holiday season when they notice, like, you know, retailers are like, hey, this is just sitting on our shelves, do something.
I mean, yeah, well, let's jump right off of that, because, like, the Wii U's $350 for the one that anybody wants to buy, right? So,
right.
$350 for that system, coming up against the PlayStation 4, which is $400, and the Xbox One, which is $500. Like, you're not talking a huge gap to make a pretty big jump, like, over what Nintendo's offering.
Yeah.
So I guess let's jump into Xbox, because they went first.
Okay.
Which might not have been. Might not have been in their best interest, but so they kicked off Monday morning with their press conference, which I watched it with Jeff and a couple other friends, and
Jeff was texting me the highlights too.
It was it was a breakneck pace.
It was crazy, dude. It was a great show.
Yeah, it was one after the other of games. Like, they said they were going to come out and just do games, That's what they did. Like,
and not even, like, there were no, like, oh, look at this, like, lame Kinect game that no one really
yeah,
it was just all cool games.
I mean, they got their big first-party Kinect title out of the way before the press conference. They announced the Kinect Sports Rivals on a, I guess, whatever, the game trailers, Spike feed or whatever, which was being developed by Rare. Which we'll quickly.
Rare's big game.
We'll quickly get into it. That was not the classic franchise, but
yeah.
They opened the show up with Metal Gear.
Can I just stop you for a second and say, hey Jeff.
Yeah.
In your face, I told you there's no way there's no Conker or fucking Banjo Kazooie was gonna show up.
I thought Banjo made sense, like the most sense out of all.
I told him, no way, dude. No way. It's not, nope. In your face.
It's a shame, because I personally would have preferred Banjo or Conker, but wow.
I would have preferred Perfect Dark, to be honest with you.
Yeah, or Perfect Dark. Yes.
Anything over what they did.
I figured Perfect Dark's a perfect, a good time. I almost sounded repetitive. Perfect Dark's a perfect time, you know.
So the game we're talking about, that we're kind of talking around, they announced Killer Instinct.
Which, not developed by Rare.
Not developed by Rare, developed by, I don't remember who, but it's from what I heard, a developer with maybe a spotty track record.
I got my hands on it. It plays well. It feels like Killer Instinct, you know, the whole ultra combo and all that stuff.
Right.
And so it controlled well for being so early on.
So here's a question that came up kind of after the Microsoft conference. Is there room for Killer Instinct, though? Like, I mean...
Always room for fighting games, dude. There's always room for fighting games.
Right, but is there going to be enough of a draw for this one? Like, I mean, Mortal Kombat is out there. Street Fighter's out there. Injustice is out there. Granted, they're not going to be there on the launch of either of these systems, but... I mean, is this what people wanted? Like,
yeah.
And then, which wasn't announced or anything, it's free to play. And you'll get one character to start with. And then I guess you can buy all the characters or buy them piecemeal. I'm not entirely sure how.
But that wasn't they were on the live stream and I was paying really close attention to it because I didn't understand how they could, you know. Because Tekken's going free to play as well.
Yeah, it seems
and
like
I'm very curious how they're going to approach it with fighting games. They haven't finalized the exact model. It's still very early, but they just kind of threw out, like, this is kind of how we want to go for now, you know?
Right.
But it seems reasonable. It doesn't seem like it's going to be, it doesn't seem like it's like a free-to-win, you know, kind of
plan. You basically buy the characters you want. There's
yeah.
It's a fighting
it's
game.
Like
so it's
League of Legends. League of Legends kind of seems to have set the pace for non-fighting games because over there you buy different champions and stuff.
Right.
And it seems
very
like that's
similar.
The kind of model everyone's copying now.
I think that's the kind of model that Microsoft has to go for though for the Xbox One, right? To justify the always online aspects, to justify their higher price tag. I think that kind of stuff lets people in at a reasonable rate, right?
I suppose, I guess I'm one of the few people who isn't completely outraged by the DRM. But again, I'm in a very lucky position where I can afford both consoles, you know? So right. I'm not really necessarily outraged. I'm not afraid of the Kinect watching me sleep or any of that stuff, you know?
Skynet, Walter, Skynet.
Well, what happens if Microsoft comes out and says, yeah, we have this always on DRM, but you know what? Our game's going to be priced at $20.
Yeah, I mean, first of all, let's get this out of the record. People who are saying they're not going to buy it are full of shit. They're going to buy it anyway. They said the same thing about Call of Duty, and Call of Duty's the biggest selling fucking franchise in the world.
Well, that's the one thing that I thought was really funny is like all these people going, oh, I'm not going to get it, not going to get it. It's these same people that were going, I'm not going to get Call of Duty on PC.
Yeah.
And there's that image that goes out there all the time where it's the Modern Warfare 2 boycott group, and 97% of the people in that boycott group bought Modern Warfare 2. So.
And I hate to break it to people who are hoping it's like an inferior piece of equipment. It is a well-made machine, man. The triggers with the feedback on it are like, I was playing Forza 5 with it, and holy shit, talk about a completely different experience for a driving game. You know? Just having the force feedback in your triggers when you're hitting the gas or the brake and stuff, it just feels like you're much more engaged, you know?
Right. So, I mean, I think both systems, right? They're both systems, and you played both, right, Walter?
I played both, and both systems are constructed really well. They feel like next gen. They feel like you're going to be proud to display. I have a little bit more of a tendency towards the PlayStation 4. I think it looks like a piece of abstract art, you know, that can just sit. It's almost like a coffee table tape, like a book that you sit there and people like immediately want to talk about. I think the PlayStation 4 is going to offer that. The moment they see it sitting on your entertainment thing, they're going to be like, what the hell is that? You know?
Not in a bad way.
And it's so small and so silent, you know? I think it's a great design. And not to take anything away from the Xbox. Because the Xbox looks great too. It's just much bigger. You know what it reminds me of? Because I'm a little older, so it reminds me of like the second generation VCRs. You remember those are really bulky stuff? Because they had to hide all the mechanisms inside? It looks really bulky in person compared to like everything else was at the show.
I don't remember what site ran it, but they ran a comparison side by side, standing them up, I guess. All the different devices, and the PlayStation 4 is smaller than the 360, which is smaller than the PS3, which is slightly smaller than the Xbox One. So
yeah, I think when you put a Wii U next to a PlayStation 4, you'd be shocked how very little there is in difference in height and width and everything. You know.
Yeah. So. I mean, these are premium pieces of hardware, right?
Like, they are, man. They feel great. I can't wait to, like, you know, have them in my possession, sitting in my living room playing. And, like, not to brag or anything, but I'm probably going to have them in my office before I get in my living room, you know? So, which, like, it kills me because I want to experience it at home on my lazy boy on a Sunday, just sitting there killing time behind whatever the hell game I get at the time. Which launch titles, PlayStation probably going to be, I'll probably get Killzone because it's just going to look good, you know?
Right.
Forza 5 for sure. That better be a launch title for the Xbox One because
that's what they've said, so.
Yeah. That's the one game I'm coming home with for sure, you know? Cause I mean, I'm getting an instant library anyway on the PlayStation 4, you know, so I can wait for a launch title that grabs me, you know?
So they showed Metal Gear Solid 5.
They have a really extended trailer on the show floor.
Yeah.
I'm hoping it's online with,
Was it better cut than what they showed at the conference? Cause I think.
No, it's extremely long. Like people stand around there for a while watching. This is like, if this is like anything like the game, people are going to be like, oh, fucking Kojima did it again. I'm watching a movie. You know, I'm playing a movie because this thing was long. It was a long cut, man. It was a long cut. But as a Metal Gear fan for a long time, I was like, fucking cool, man. You know? So.
Yeah, I mean, I thought the game looked great, what they showed of it. That trailer that they showed at the Xbox event was pretty rough. It was
just weird.
Yeah, it was really strange.
Yeah, the long one they have at the demos, it's even more out there, you know? So it's like, that's how Metal Gear has to be. You can't apologize for Metal Gear at this point, dude. You know, it is what it is. You're buying it and you know what you're getting. You're getting like a very long story. You're getting Snake doing his thing. There's going to be a box you can hide in. Right. You know?
And oddly, it's coming to everything. PS3, 360, PS4, and Xbox One, so.
And it's the first time you get to see the what is it, FoxDie engine? I think that's still the name, right? I think that engine's gonna be phenomenal. I can't wait to see that engine with other, you know, Konami, properties. You know, specifically one with a lot of fog around it. I think it'd be very impressive.
Microsoft announced a new 360 model. Didn't really give details on it. Just said it's available now. Jeff, you know anything about that?
Got me, man.
Okay. I didn't think so. Actually. I couldn't figure it out. Like, he was like, it's available today. And, like, they showed it. It looks pretty cool, but they didn't really go into detail. No price drop, which was kind of a theme across the board. No price drop for PS3, Vita, Wii U, anything. So,
yeah.
Xbox Live is following the PlayStation Plus model.
Yeah, free games.
The free games are a little old to start with, but they're not bad. They're good games. So
yeah, I wish I could film and show everyone like the reaction of a war room watching that. Because everyone's like, PlayStation was announcing their lineup of like, you know, PlayStation 4 Instant Collection.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the guys are like, Xbox is giving us old shit, and Sony's giving us next gen fucking games for free.
No, you know? There's a few other things with that too. It's only two games per month. Yeah. PlayStation Plus does more, and it's only through November. What I saw is right, it's like why?
And the biggest like slide that really caught me more than like the Jack Trayton, like here's how you trade games, we're not gonna restrict. I thought that was brilliant, by the way. I think the internet blew the fuck up, and I saw like early social media numbers related to E3, and they were right on par with like Super Bowl numbers, dude. And that's insane when you think about it, you know. But what was striking was how your PlayStation account goes across PS3, Vita, and PlayStation 4. You're completely covered as of right now. Like, you know, it's insane. It's such a smart move, you know?
Well, I mean, they had to, right? Like, you can't be like, you're gonna have to start a new account.
No, I mean, yeah, you're never expecting that, but the fact that it doesn't reset and all these things, and then they even hinted at the possibility that PlayStation 3 games are going to be available via cloud, so they're not discounting the possibility going in the future where all the free games on the PS3 might just be a download away on your PlayStation 4 so you can play them. You know? Well, at least I haven't heard anyone address it directly and saying, no, that's never going to be possible. You know?
Yeah, I think you might be jumping a little bit there, but maybe. I mean, it's
maybe. It's a possibility. That's again, thinking. It's like helpful thinking just for me because, you know, backwards compatibility, that's not a selling point for me when it comes to next gen. I get it. They don't want to bring it over. You know, I fucking get it. That doesn't mean I like it, but I get it. I accept it, you know?
I mean, my speculation is, like, you're going to have to rebuy those titles to stream through Gaikai.
Well, if it's a PSN, like, free game, you know, that's where it conflicts for me. I don't understand why it wouldn't be possible. But I don't know the infrastructure of how things work.
Right. I mean, they haven't really, and I think that's something we're going to kind of touch on is even though a lot of stuff was kind of pointed out, there's still a ton of questions remaining to be answered between now and when we actually get these things in our living rooms. So.
And I will say this too to the people who think the journalists aren't doing their jobs. They did this on purpose because over the next few months, they're going to slowly release more and more details.
Right.
They want to control information. So I know a lot of people were saying like, why don't you fucking ask this and whatever? Because they said, we're not talking about this at this time, but what they don't tell you or this was not disclosed, is that they say we have another event. EA has another event coming up in a month. They're going to release a lot more information on the next-gen approach. And a lot of the companies are doing the same thing, including Sony and Microsoft. So it's just think of this as like...
Yeah.
This is like an appetizer, and leading up to the release date, it's just going to be a slow release of information, you know?
And some of it's going to be good, some of it's not going to be good, and...
You can't please everyone.
Right.
You know? Jeff is gonna be a distraught Nintendo fan until the end of days. You know?
Weep, Jeffy. Weep.
I don't know why we're always trying to make Jeff weep. But.
You know, I'm picturing fucking Tony in a hotel room with a cheese platter in front of him just going, weep, Jeff, weep, feeding himself another piece of fucking cheese, you know?
I got like cheese in one hand and a beer in the other. Not, I'm like up and down. And
he's like commanding you, like an old fucking king of the old days, commanding you to cry in front of him for his amusement.
So I guess quickly touch on some of the games from the Microsoft conference. Anything you got? Anything stuck out to you guys?
Two games. To me, it's the two games that like were kind of pushing me in Microsoft's direction by the end of their show. Titanfall and Dead Rising 3. Like I thought those both looked great.
Titanfall looks fantastic.
Isn't that coming on PlayStation 4 too? Or am I?
No.
It's
exclusive. That's exclusive.
Yeah. Xbox 360, Xbox One, and PC. But the Xbox 360 one is not developed by
Respawn.
Respawn, yes. Which to me, that one's like, I don't know about that.
Yeah, but that's not a launch game either.
No, it's a March or April of next year.
Yeah. That's a shame. That would have been an amazing system seller. To me, the ones that stood out, as far as Microsoft, are the ones I could actually play that are next gen, and so it's just Forza 5. Everything else is really, was running on, you know, demos, or non-playable shit, you know? So, yeah, but from the actual event and stuff, you know, anything Halo I'm always interested in, you know?
Oh, yeah.
So, I can't wait to get more info on that whenever it shows up.
Yeah, that's not till next year though, right? Like, I mean,
from what I understand, and I'm not a journalist. I'm just going around asking because just out of my own like fans, you know, curiosity. From what I understand, it's very early on, very early concept, you know. So
right.
Who knows? It might be next year holiday season when we finally see it. So,
some stuff that stood out to me. I mean, Dead Rising, as Jeff said, and I'm not a Dead Rising fan, so that to get my interest was like, yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Rise, I like the demo that they showed for that.
What is Rise?
It's Roman warfare. You kind of control. It's like an action adventure game. It was the Criterion Kinect game originally. It's no longer a Kinect title. It looks really brutal.
Really nice graphics.
Yeah, too. Like great visuals. What they showed is like it was this Roman legion storming a I don't know if it was like one of the Bavarian strongholds or something. So, but it looked really cool. So. That kind of stuck out to me. Forza 5, as Walt said. Quantum Break, still not sure what the hell that game is. But, it's by Remedy, so I'm assuming the story is going to be really good. And normally their gameplay is strong. What else was there? Below, which is the new Super Brothers game. That doesn't look like it needs to be on Xbox One, though. It looks like I could probably play that on my iPad or something. Titanfall, which Jeff said, and Project Spark, which is, I'm gonna steal Sony's terminology. It's like a play, create, share type game, where kind of like Little Big Planet, but this is 3D action adventure. Create your own levels and gameplay scenarios and. It does some really cool things with Smart Glass and the Kinect. And Smart Glass was a big deal. They were showing that in a lot of different demos, not just at the Microsoft event, but also at EA and Ubisoft. Tablet integration really big this year. So, and some of that Smart Glass stuff is pretty cool. Like they showed that you can like set matchmaking parameters. In one game while you're playing another game, and then when those parameters get met, you can instantly switch over to the other game, play your match there, and then jump back and forth. That sounds like something that I might be able to use. showed Upload Studio, which that's the game DVR thing. That was pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
The Twitch partnership, which I think we all kind of talked about last week.
Yeah.
They officially announced that.
Good for Twitch. They have a great team over there, you know?
Yeah. So I mean, like, yeah, there was a lot of stuff that was really impressive, so. Tony, you didn't get to see any of it, right?
I know, I was really sad, cause I was, you know, working through this entire thing.
What makes you feel any better? I was flying through the entire thing. You know?
Yeah, but then you got to see the actual stuff when you were done. I was just still working.
Yeah, yeah. I'm trying to make you feel better, you jerk.
But well, this
guy up here now, I'm okay.
This might make you feel a little better, Tony. PopCap came out on EA stage.
PopCap
announced a pair of games. One being Plants vs. Zombies Garden Warfare, which I don't
looks
know.
Awesome.
Yeah, it looks like a lot of fun. It's a third-person action game, kind of like Horde mode, tower defense type deal. Really, it looks really fun. A lot of charm, obviously, the Plants vs. Zombies. But yeah, I think it had both Jeff and Brian and I, like, we were like, this looks fantastic.
Yeah.
And then they announced Peggle 2.
Oh, you gotta love Peggle, man. Peggle is like this generation's Tetris, in my opinion.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, PopCap, their stuff is just so good.
Yeah.
No, Plants vs. Zombies, I have it on every single device I own. It's ridiculous. You know, from the Vita to the PSP. No, it wasn't on the PSP. Vita, you name it. Every piece of device they released it on, I ended up buying it. Then it was one of those, I didn't even question it. It just happened. You know? It's, ooh, Plants vs. Zombies. Click, download.
Yeah. Like, I have it on my Vita, I have it on my phone, I have it on my iPad.
Yeah,
PC,
yeah, it's just automatic, man.
Everywhere. Outside of Jeff, did you guys get to see anything from the EA event?
No.
Nothing.
Alright, well, you didn't miss much outside of, like, what was it about a half hour of sports, Jeff?
Yeah, like, I remember there were cool things at the beginning and the end. I can't remember what was at the end, though.
After EA Sports was Battlefield 4, which looks really, really good.
Yeah, it does. It really does.
And, Mirror's Edge 2, which.
Oh, yeah!
That looks really good, but I know Tony hates Mirror's Edge, so.
Really?
If they can fix it so it's not trial and error gameplay, then I would enjoy Mirror's Edge very much. But
well,
it's
open world,
world
this time,
yeah.
So
that could potentially.
Yeah.
Be really cool.
That's very cool, man. It's very cool.
The look of it, oh man. It's,
is there a PC release? Do we know?
They did not announce platforms for it at all. They just said, it's coming when it's ready.
To Wii
okay.
Here's what
I want to do for the PC community. The moment that thing is released on the PC, I want to see a mod where you transform the hero into Spider-Man.
That would be cool.
Okay, so you can go around the open world swinging vines and jumping off shit and scaling walls like Spider-Man.
Alright.
That's what I want to see. And so I can replicate that awful, awful Amazing Spider-Man trailer they released at first. Everyone was just like, is this Mirror's Edge? You know?
Some other highlights from EA, they announced Star Wars Battlefront with a 25-second trailer.
Still.
You don't need more than 20 seconds for Star Wars, let's be honest.
No, I mean, it was like, I actually, it was so quick that I missed it when it was on. But when I finally saw it, like, yeah, it's cool.
You get through that whole, like, text on the screen fading away thing in 25 seconds.
Yeah.
That's all you need. That's enough to give you hope that George Lucas is not attached to it.
It was the DICE logo, then it was, like a really quick, like, glance through, like, a soldier's viewpoint on Hoth, like, during the Hoth battle.
But I guess what you gotta take into consideration is that they're building this from the ground up again. and I believe it's going to run on the Frostbite engine.
Yeah, it's going to be Frostbite.
So, you know, they're building brand new assets for it.
Oh, yeah,
it's going to be the best looking Star Wars game that we've seen in a long time, just because of the engine that it's going to run on. So.
I mean, it's going to be good, but it's probably a long ways off. 2015, probably the earliest.
I can't wait. If that lets me like charge on I'm forgetting the name of that camel thing they rode that this stuff look into. You guys remember the name of it?
A Tauntaun.
If they let me charge Jeff's character on a Tauntaun and kill him, that's it. that'll make my fucking, you know, that'll make it for me in the next generation. I have the ability to record it and put it online and do a commentary and be like, at this particular moment, I remember the time I was trying to eat and Jeff was telling me about some weird sex shit he did. So I charged him with all full gusto and was able to decapitate him. You know? If they let me do that, I'm good to go, man. I can retire from gaming. That'd be my definitive moment. You know?
I've never played Battlefront, but I know like a lot of people have been asking for this because this was pretty popular back on, what was it, PS2 and stuff, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Alright, yeah. So my guess is this is gonna be more akin to like Star Wars Battlefield. Where it's
that's what the other ones tried to do, right?
Right. That was the kind of feel they had.
Yeah, that was the kind of feel they had. Where you had different classes and each one did their job, and you can win the map easier.
It wasn't this massive player versus player thing.
Well, it was limited by console.
Right.
You know? But I'm hoping they keep that kind of, like, the design docket they had, where they wanted to make it a tier, where during one assault, there's ground, air, and space going on.
That's definitely something that was really strong in the original Battlefront games. I think you have to do that, right?
If you keep that on a Frostbite engine looking that gorgeous, it's just wind.
And they do that now in Battlefield. Like, yeah. I mean, not space, but you get the ground troops, you get the vehicle stuff, and then you get the air support, so.
Yeah. If you add the commander, feature that Battlefield 4 is shipping with, where someone's like sitting in one of the destroyers or whatever, commanding, you know, all the forces as a whole. It's amazing, you know?
It could be really good, but, a long ways off, so.
I just really want to charge Jeff in a Tauntaun. I really do.
I think it's gonna happen.
I really hope it happens. I want to be able to tweet and be like, guys, watch this live stream right now, and I can do play-by-play as I'm attacking Jeff on a Tauntaun. If I can teabag Jeff on a Tauntaun, oh my god.
You like flip onto the Tauntaun, teabag him, and then flip off.
Teabag, yeah. Take out my lightsaber, cut it open, stuff him in it, and just leave his body in it. Oh my goodness.
Or you actually teabag him with the Tauntaun?
Yeah, that's what I want to do. I want to teabag him with a Tauntaun.
Like a giant Tauntaun just dropping his balls on top of Jeff.
I want him to live the rest of his life knowing he got teabagged by a Tauntaun.
That would be one you definitely have to screen cap that with the
Oh, it's going to happen. DVR. I'm going to capture it. I'm going to put it on GameSpot.com. Are you kidding me?
one of the big things I think we saw multiple times is a lot of games are going heavy on the online integration. One of those Need for Speed Rivals. The other one is Ubisoft's The Crew.
The Crew looks so much fun, though.
Yeah, it does.
That looks like something we can get on a nightly basis and just go nuts, you know?
Yeah, I mean, there are a lot of racers. You know, it's a new gen, right? But this, like, to me, The Crew stood out among them.
Yeah, The Crew just has the bunch of, like, fun potential without that for sure. Need for Speed Rivals, you know, it's going to be polished. It's going to look beautiful, you know?
So. Yeah, it's like, I know Forza, like, a lot of people are, like, psyched for that, but it's just not my type of racer. Yeah. The Crew looks like more my speed, man, and it looks really good.
Well, you want a more arcadey racer.
Yeah, but they did spend a little too much time showing it. Like,
ooh, wow. Oh, it was a long demo.
Like 25 minutes they're showing it. I was like, how many races are you guys going to do? We get it. It's a race game, dude.
You know what's, speaking of racers, you know what game is like really being overlooked and it's a damn shame? GT6. Gran Turismo 6.
Yeah.
It does look like, it looks like it's a bump in quality over GT5. It really does. And I think it's going to find a home with like the hardcore, you know, Gran Turismo fans. But I think it's going to be overlooked overall though. You know, because it's just being released at the end of the PlayStation 3 cycle. So.
Yeah, and they didn't really even give it any sort of any real time at the Sony press conference. Like they got their 45 second trailer in. And
yeah, it's completely playable out here. And honestly, you do a quick glance of a Forza 5 and GT6 side by side, and it takes a minute to actually see which one's next gen and not, you know, because you can say whatever you want about Gran Turismo, but they've always been very high quality when it comes to visually, you know.
Yep. Let's see. Ubisoft came out. I missed a good chunk of that in the beginning. Jeff told me I didn't miss anything.
Ubisoft. Oh, that was the worst. Ever. The whole show was bad.
I did see I was roaming around San Francisco and I walked into a GameStop and they were showing like a demo of Watch Dogs.
Oh yeah.
Looks fantastic in every possible way.
That's probably more than they showed at the Ubisoft conference though, because they just showed like a CG trailer. Like, it was really weird. There was more gameplay last year.
This is like a developer like talking through the game and like showing stuff off.
Yeah, I think you got the better of that.
Random exchange and.
You know what I found more compelling to all that is like, I don't really pay attention too much to the gameplay because you know you've seen it once, you kind of know like, oh cool, that's the concept,
right?
You know, I pay more attention to what's going on in the distance in the background, and I did not see a single issue of like pop-up or drawing distance. The city, it felt like the city has always fucking been there and you're just making your way through it. You know?
Yeah.
And I think
there's never that break in
emerging. Yeah. Yeah. And it's like, wow, this looks really, like for me, it's like, I'm hoping that's where open world games go to, and maybe, you know, Gran Turismo 6 ends up looking that good. Because that sold it more than what he was doing on the screen. The fact that world felt like it was like a solid living space, you know?
Right.
And Jeff lives in Chicago, and I want to get a car and go run into his apartment.
Chris, what was I doing the whole time that they were showing Watch Dogs?
It's like, ooh, pretty Chicago. Everybody look at pretty Chicago.
Yeah.
I'm looking at pretty girl getting sushi eaten off her back. and then Sony kicked off, and I really thought Jeff was about to kill himself watching this show.
Yeah, yeah. It was a roller coaster ride. Well, it was a very tame roller coaster ride through most of it. You're just like, what are they doing? Why are they doing this?
Yeah, they spent a little bit of time on Vita, didn't really kind of push it all that well.
They spent like a good 25 minutes just doing PR bullshit before they showed anything.
Yeah.
Remember? It was just like him talking, like, oh, we're, you know, blah, blah, blah. It's just like, no one cares!
No, they do care, because remember, this is also to solidify investors and shareholders.
Well, I mean,
you know, so they have to make time to kind of address that, you know?
Oh, sure. It was just like, compared to the Microsoft conference where they just jumped right in.
Yeah, they like just like, went for it.
It was weird to get a Microsoft conference from Sony.
And it, yeah, it yeah. was, and it was weird. It was like Sony had not seen what Microsoft had did earlier in the day.
Right.
But Sony had stuff, did, they had stuff up their sleeve.
That's okay, because they were changing all the numbers on their console pricing.
yeah, so like they...
That has not been confirmed, right? That's all rumor. But that, it'd be funny to think that they're all of a sudden like, change the slide! You know?
Yeah. Well, it was really weird though, because it started 15 minutes late. And it was like, what the hell's going on? Like, I just had a blue screen on my television for a good 10 minutes saying it was going to start shortly. Yeah, but the Vita, they kind of glossed over. PS3, they kind of glossed over. They kind of did some PR speak, kind of sold their entertainment package. Not well, mind you, but
yeah, it's just like there's going to be one. You're like, okay,
right? And they didn't really about detail it. Yeah, like, they talked about it, but nothing was actually said. Like,
yeah,
they
just
spent
like,
a good chunk of time on it.
Yeah, they spent like 5 minutes just saying, "We believe in entertainment, and there's going to be like entertainment options on your Sony, like on your PlayStation 4." And then we're like,
they kept circling around, like saying the same stuff. It's like, what's going on?
That is the saddest thing ever, because that is the reason why Xbox has been crushing them for the past several years.
I guess.
It's exactly that. It's that the Xbox is more than a gaming console. And that, I mean, Sony has had more exclusives and more games to offer over the past several years. They've had their PlayStation Plus, they've tossed free games at people. And yet, every month, you see the sale figures come in and Xbox has crushed them again. And it's that entertainment edge that they have. Sony just doesn't seem to get it.
Yeah,
I don't think that's gonna be the case. I think they just they couldn't go into the specifics. There's a lot of negotiations going on right now.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah. It was weird the way they kind of presented it though, because they spent a good chunk of time and really
said nothing,
slowed down everything, and yeah, as Jeff said nothing. They were like,
yeah. It's unfortunate, because if you're too brief, it kind of seems like, oh, you guys, it's a second thought for you guys, there's no focus. But they seem to have gone a tad bit too far, because what people are expecting when you spend that time talking about a subject matter is to come out and be like, here's our partners.
Right, you know? And that's what they didn't do, like, we have Netflix.
Yeah.
And we have Netflix.
And, you know, Sony, like, makes movies, too, so, like, we'll have those.
Right.
You know, okay.
And we have Netflix.
So I think it's the case where they're negotiating with all the other properties, right? Because
yeah, Microsoft has had things to announce in this regard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like they've announced because
they have that existing partnership. It's just a matter of carrying it over, right? So and like, Sony has to somehow muscle their way in, you know. So I'm sure like this conference alone, I guarantee you, there's been a lot of negotiations going down in this conference.
Oh, I'm sure. Like that's what a lot of this is for, though, right? Like.
Yeah.
It's to secure partnerships, secure deals back and forth.
And to kind of give people a glance at what the business model is for the new console so they can see if like, okay, my brand could work in this, you know, and what's the blueprint behind it? How can we get our app on there? How much support are you going to give us? How's it going to look on your cross media bar, whatever they're going to call it this time around, you know? What kind of real estate are you going to give me? You know, how is my brand going to look under this kind of a real estate? I mean, all that shit goes down right now.
Right.
And so it's like you said, it's unfortunate. They kind of went to, they kind of stay on it longer than they should have. But again, if they just mention it briefly, like people are going to take it like, oh, it's an afterthought for you guys. You know?
But I'm not entirely sure that, I mean, I guess, when you're talking to investors, you kind of need to put that out there. But
yeah,
seeing what they did later in the show,
it doesn't
jive with that. Like it's almost like we don't care about that. Not that they don't care; they obviously want everybody to buy a PlayStation 4.
Yeah.
But they were definitely targeting a certain demographic of potential customer to start with,
yeah,
and wanted to secure their sales. They showed a couple. They showed all four games they showed back in February: Killzone, Drive Club, Infamous, which way better than the trailer they showed in February,
yeah,
and Knack. Yeah. And the one that I was most interested about, though, was The Order, which is being developed by Ready by Dawn.
Yeah.
It's like a, what, it's, did you say, like, steampunk, Jeff?
Yeah.
Like, steampunk vibe, set in London. Not really sure what it is. Like, they had guns and stuff, but.
Can we call? It's like a third person action, something like that. Maybe co-op.
Maybe like a steampunk Gears of War.
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
Can I make a request to any of the listeners? I want you to draw, Photoshop, anything, a steampunk Jeff. I want to see that.
Steampunk Jeff.
I want him sitting on a couch drinking a beer, steampunk style.
Well,
I want to see that, please.
I already had some art made of me this weekend. It was by Ian Watt, and man, that guy's a talented artist, dude. I was thanking him for an hour.
Aaron, Adrian, I want you to... Well, I might have the names mixed up, and I'm sorry, dude. I'm really tired. Please, I know your name. I'm just really tired. I want you to draw Jeff steampunk style, all right? Steampunk Jeff, okay? Like sitting there, like, really upset, staring at his Wii U. I want to see that.
I think we all want that.
I want that, too.
All want that deep down. For me, the Order 1886 was the one that kind of caught my eye.
Is that launch or no? It's not
launch.
Yeah.
That was like the game was made with in-game assets, but it's still very much a proof of concept. I think a lot of it's kind of like here's what the vibe we're going for.
For the steampunk shooter vibe. So
yeah,
but that's all right. I mean, you don't want to have everything out there right at once, right?
No, of course not. Sony knows how to kind of like fill a year's worth of releases properly. You know, those guys have always done a good job of spacing things out so that the whole year you got something to look forward to.
Right. Square came out, made some big announcements.
Yeah.
That was the most confusing fucking trailer ever.
Wasn't it?
Final Fantasy one?
Versus 13 to 15.
Yeah. I still haven't had it clarified.
It's just 15 now. It's just 15. I don't think it's like versus whatever.
No, it was versus 13, but it's now 15.
It's back.
You got your power back?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's just like on and off, or off and on or whatever?
Yeah. It was really weird.
It was Square Enix controlling what we say about fucking Final Fantasy.
Right. I was gonna badmouth it. But
do you have storms by you, Chris?
What was that?
You have storms by you?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's raining really bad by me.
Yeah. Final Fantasy Versus 13 is now 15, and Kingdom Hearts 3 was announced. Yay.
That was pretty cool. I gotta be honest, I thought like that looked really nice.
Kingdom Hearts? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like Kingdom Hearts. It's the most, it's up there with Metal Gear as one of the most like batshit insane stories, yeah. But it's Disney, man. You almost have to love it. Like,
no, you can't go wrong with it, man. You know, you're going to have a good experience. It's just like, just because the fact that it's like, do-do-do-do-do, kill the little black unnamed guys, blah, 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 blah. Hey, there's Mickey! You know?
Yeah.
And it makes up for it, so.
And they announced that Final Fantasy XIV, the MMO, is coming exclusive to, PlayStation 4, so. Yay there, I guess.
Yeah, the game's still a hot mess. I don't think they need to fix it before it comes over.
Yeah, that's was my thought on it. Like, yeah. It seems a little crazy that you're gonna kind of make a big deal out of this game that you literally had to, you know, stop having your customers pay for because it was so bad.
Yeah.
But, it was, Assassin's Creed kind of failed on stage. Like, literally failed on stage at first.
It was like, fucking up the whole time, and then it just straight up froze, and they moved on to something else. Like, it was really awkward the way they did it.
That's a really good sign that they, you know, decided to fix the bugs that they had with the last game.
It's still very early, I mean, and they're being ambitious at everything they're drawing on screen, so it's gonna take a lot of optimization, so I've given them the benefit of the doubt.
They've already announced the release date. How can you announce the release date if you can't even get your demo to work properly?
Well, some of that, because they weren't the only ones, because Battlefield at Microsoft, they had something stall as well.
Yeah. You gotta remember too, a lot of these guys put this together on dev kits. And sometimes the dev kit environment versus whatever they had on stage there, it isn't necessarily the same environment.
Well, right, but they test all this stuff before they go on stage.
And sometimes they just gotta fucking give it up the chance and know that hey, you're gonna see a frame skip here and there. You know?
And I wonder if it worked when they ran through it the other day.
I imagine they do. Remember they put them through splitters too. I don't know if that kind of does anything for the performance of it when the output's been split out like that. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah. I mean, it was weird.
Like, no, I mean, yeah, I totally get it. It's so awkward when you see him up there because my heart goes out to them because like God, that's gonna be like the worst case scenario for them to get pumped up at backstage. It's like, please don't fail. Please don't fail. Please don't fail. You know?
It was like getting right to like near the end of the demo. And like the game, man, that game is fucking pretty, dude.
Doesn't it look cool? Like the way the trees and everything move around and everything look really, really cool.
The environment, like it was a really cool looking environment. Like yeah. I almost wanted to play it, honestly. Which is crazy because it's, I don't like that series.
It looks really cool.
I guess briefly before we kind of get to the big announcement there, Jeff, the stuff Jeff really wants the PS4 for, the indie stuff was highlighted in depth. A bunch of indie stuff was shown.
Yeah, like they spent a good like 10 minutes at least. Like,
dude, a good chunk of the indie presence at E3 is sitting inside the Sony booth. That is insane. You know, when you think about it. Cause usually the indie arcade guys have a little like corner somewhere. Right. And a giant chunk of indie games are sitting front and center, giant signage inside the Sony booth. And that's gotta be rewarding for these guys. You know, it's like we're being embraced and here we are. We have fucking front, you know, the big stage, you know?
Yeah. And I mean, Sony's definitely embracing them full on and kind of putting them out there. It's definitely a selling point for them.
Yeah.
I don't know how much it's actually going to translate into actual sales, but it's definitely a bonus for people that, you know, can't play that stuff on the PC. Like Jeff.
No, absolutely.
Yeah. Can't do it, so.
Yeah.
And like one of them, like some of this is stuff that's out, like Don't Starve and Outlast. Well, Outlast isn't out, is it?
No.
It looks good though.
Yeah, it looks pretty cool.
But one of them that isn't out that like to me was almost the highlight of the whole show was called Transistor, and damn dude, it's like awesome art style and it looked like a mix of dungeon crawling and 2D platforming and I was just like sold.
Yeah, that's really cool.
Yeah, it's by Supergiant Games, the guys who did Bastion.
Yeah,
a fantastic game. So
yeah.
They announced it. They came out, dropped price $400, which is $100 cheaper than what the Xbox One is. And then they kind of hit on all the points, at least verbally. Now who knows exactly how? I mean, some of it could be semantics, some of it could be PR speak. But they did come out and hit on everything that, you know, people have been railing against Microsoft for.
I guess what still, what they came back and announced was like, they can't force publishers to follow. It's up to the publisher to kind of, if they want to restrict, that's up to them. But them as a company, they're not imposing any kind of DRM limitations or anything in that nature.
Right.
It's like how it is kind of now. It's like where if EA is like,
do
an online pass, go for it, you know?
Yeah, but as far as Sony, they're choosing not to put restrictions as far as DRM or region limitations or any of that stuff, you know?
Right. I guess the big question there, though, is do publishers take it a step further this time around?
Yeah.
So one of the conversations I think we had was, you know, Microsoft has this centralized system in place for how things are handled on theirs. And Sony has always kind of been the wild west this generation. Like, everything about their system has been open, and that could, if publishers decide to go like crazy, it could be really, really interesting to see how some of this stuff is handled.
Yeah. Well, ultimately, you gotta remember, it's like us as consumers, we do have the power, man. And we don't buy shit that we don't like DRM for. They will change their minds. You know?
Yeah. But you're right, Walter, but you go, hey, this game's coming out and it has this DRM, and people go, I don't want that. And then Diablo 3 sells 7 million copies.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, it's all fun and games to go, we can vote with our dollars, but, you know, that doesn't...
People haven't been voting with their dollars. They've just been voting for the thing that they said they wouldn't vote for.
Exactly. Like, I mean, and these people that are going, well, I don't want a digital future. We've already kind of pushed everybody in that direction over the last 10 years by buying all this digital merchandise, so...
Yeah. Look, here's all I know. I have nothing against publishers protecting their intellectual property, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Because I've always been... this industry, I like to think, if it hadn't been for me buying shit on the up and up and supporting them, there's no way I'd still be having this in my life. You know, because I saw Atari go away overnight, dude. You know? So, like, I have no problem, like, supporting it. As long as it's, like, completely reasonable. Like, even Microsoft's, like, you can only give it to one person, you know? The kind of thing.
Right.
It doesn't affect me, because I outgrew the whole issue of, like, sharing, you know, multiple copies to multiple friends. You know, all my friends buy their own shit. So that still doesn't affect me, but I can see how it pisses people off. You know? But I will say this, like, EA kind of dropped its kind of like DRM stance now because they saw it affected the long-term sale of their stuff instead of it protecting it, you know? So I'm hoping they see the light of day and they just kind of make it as unintrusive as possible, you know, if they choose to go down that path, you know?
Well, their choice right now seems to be throwing behind Microsoft. But I mean, honestly, that seems to be what their stance is right now. Is let's see what Sony does. Right now, we're going to back Microsoft because they're giving us a built-in option.
Yeah, well, of course. I mean, they want people to buy, you know, not one copy of Madden. They want them to buy like 12, you know, per household or whatever the fuck.
But that's so. The thing. Like per household, like you wouldn't have to buy 12 on the Xbox. You buy one.
Yeah. Right. Sure.
Like, you buy one, like, if you are one of those, like, ridiculously rich families that has two Xboxes in their house, which, I mean, that's more common going for later into a generation, but if you have two launch Xbox Ones, one, you have a shit ton of money.
I think what's here's what we're losing sight of, and here's what Microsoft kind of fucked over. You got party schools like Arizona State, right? Where they have these giant complexes called, you know, dorms with all kinds of bros that like to play Madden all times of the day. Now, they won't be able to share it as much now because they can't afford that many Xbox Ones. So what's going to happen, right? They're going to do a lot more keg stands. And what happens when, like, frat boys get drunk and, like, get into trouble? They become congressmen. So basically, Microsoft is dooming the future of America. That's how I'm seeing it.
I don't know if we're going to get that far in.
We're going to get a lot more congressmen and senators who decided to become congressmen because they couldn't play Madden anymore.
I think we'll have the same number we have now, though. That number doesn't change.
Of congressmen and senators?
That's right. That's a static number.
he is right on that one.
I guess the quality of congressmen and senators is going to drop even more significantly.
How can it drop even more?
Yeah, I don't think it can get any worse. This might actually be good for the country.
I know it's
not. Accidentally elect some people who are worth having.
Jeez. God forbid that happens. How does this become political? I hate you guys.
You made it political. You did.
I was talking about Microsoft. I was talking about running Jeff down with a tauntaun, and right, when Assassin's Creed came up, I came up with this brilliant joke I didn't say, but I'm going to say it now, where it said, I hope the next generation lets me, you know, assassinate Jeff's booty. You know what I'm saying? But now, That, but now somehow I went political, and I really, right. I learned to appreciate that from you guys.
Well, actually, Fozzie left. He was the one that always complained anytime we went political, but
if he would have been here, I would have said USC instead of like Arizona State.
Generally, we don't talk political here. My personal take is I think it's still going to come down to software.
It really is.
Like it's a games thing, and people are going to make decisions. But like that $100 difference, that's going to be a big deal for some people. For other people, it's not going to be as big a deal. Like
I think you are way selling that short, man. That was the fucking like nail in the coffin at that. They saved that as the very last thing because that's the biggest thing. It fucking is going to kill them, dude. When they leased the PlayStation 1, they did the same thing where they said $299 as opposed to whatever they were going against.
And it killed the Saturn.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah.
It killed the Sega Saturn right there. It really did. That was the end of the Sega Saturn's era.
History
is behind Jeff here, but.
You are, but you're also talking about a group of people, a generation of people that spend $600 on iPads.
Yeah.
Every year.
So he's got a good point there too. So there's evidence towards both directions.
That just not taken into account. The Xbox includes Kinect in the box.
Right.
Like
I don't think that's true, Jeff. Like Xbox, the Kinect itself sold a lot. Like there are a lot of Kinects out there. People wanted it.
Yeah, but
Jeff,
the software
Jeff,
solid,
is
it,
is this new Kinect going to let me properly teabag you with Tauntaun? I want that shit in my life.
I'm telling you guys right now, you're selling, like, what happened this week is way worse from Microsoft than you think it is, Chris.
They're going to find that Sony's $400 price point is for a very, very basic model. It's not going to be $400 out of the box. You're going to need to invest more money in getting the extra stuff for your console than you will for a Microsoft console.
Well,
I will say this to
solidify Jeff's point. On social media, Sony is still dominating.
Oh, right. But you're still talking about, it's still E3. No marketing has been done out to mass audiences.
Yeah.
Like, you're talking about the hardest of the hardcore.
The bigger point is that, once again, how people are going to support it. Right now, everyone's saying, no. But how many people are actually going to not be lined up to pick that up at midnight?
Right.
You know?
And how many people right now are going out and dropping their $100 on the PS4, but who knows what Sony says a month from now about something that pisses them off? Who knows what Microsoft says a month from now to piss them off or to make them happy? Like, this is going to bounce back and forth. You're basing it all off of a strong emotional reaction to a great PR delivery that happened on Monday night. Like, that's what this is. Like, this is an emotional reaction to the PR delivery.
It's not just PR. They priced it lower.
They did price it lower, but it's...
Right, Jeff. What's in the box? What are you paying your $400 for?
An HDMI cord and a controller. That's what I'm paying for.
Idea.
All right, Jeff, look. I'm with you, but also remember that you're getting out of a very abusive relationship with Nintendo. So you gotta be careful who you get in bed with. That's all the guys are trying to say. We want to see you happy, Jeff. We're tired of you blaming yourself for your spouse's like abuse. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, for me personally, and I've said this to Jeff numerous times, I'm gonna get both, but it's when do I get it? So right now for me, the games are on Microsoft's side. That's the stuff I want at launch. I will eventually get a PS4. I don't know exactly when. Actually, I have both pre-ordered right now. But I'll probably drop one. But for me, like, there's a lot of questions Sony still has to answer. Their network infrastructure, is it going to be better? Like, PSN is slow. Is it going to be able to support these games like Destiny? What was that? The Ubisoft Drive game, like, is it going to be able to support all these games? Is it going to update fast? They're playing off the disc. Are we going to have to do crazy amounts of updates there? Like, how is all this going to interact with against Xbox Live, which right now is the premier online console service? And then for me, like, as a person who has a family with small children, the Kinect makes a lot of sense. Like, yeah. it's something like Fantasia, that the Fantasia game is going to be great. Kinect Sports, that's a game I'm going to buy at launch, like, when I get it. Like, that's a game my kids are going to sit there and play hours of. I mean, these are things that aren't completely factored in yet, and right now there's this emotional reaction to, yeah, like, Sony hit it, they told me what I wanted to hear, they came down $100 lower, but what happens in the next 5 months?
You know what I get from all this? That there's a very giant, widespread, range of consumers are out there. And the more information comes out, they're going to start, like, really making up their own idea and their own game plan as to which system works for them.
Right.
And I do agree. There's a very emotional response right now. And there's a lot of trolling going on from Sony fanboys to Microsoft fanboys, and those two seem to be picking on Nintendo fanboys. But it's all part of the E3 kind of hoopla, the spectacle E3, right? I'm not saying they're not. You get me? It's all part of this. Over the next few months, I mean, more and more consumers are going to get more educated and realize where they're going to drop their money. And I think ultimately it's going to be the same thing. People are going to own both consoles. You know?
One day a lot of, like, people like us will, but a lot of people just have one or the other and they're pretty loyal about it. I had three people today trade in their 360 and all their games to reserve a PS4. I had 11 pre-orders on the PS4. I had 2 for the Xbox One. I mean, now these are early numbers. Things could change.
These are early numbers, and these are like emotional responses from people, right, who take this information in 24 hours a day, where I'm bored, who are watching live streams. You know,
60 at this point for a console, it's not going to be out for months.
Well, yeah. That's some of that is there's this boycott thing going on where they're like, fuck Microsoft, we're going to get rid of all our shit. But, like, really, the reality of that is, you've already given your money to Microsoft for all that stuff. Trading it in now doesn't hurt them.
And honestly, I encourage people to do that, because maybe there'll be less people in Call of Duty, and I can actually be better at it.
I just think, dude, it comes down to, alright, Call of Duty's going to be on both. One is $100 cheaper, and it's slightly better hardware. I mean, I'm gonna call it early. It's done, dude. It's over.
But you also said that Wii U was gonna be a giant success, so obviously you don't know what you're talking about.
I was wrong, yeah.
And the PlayStation 3 is slightly more powerful than the Xbox 360. Like, and right now they're at price parity, yeah, but the Xbox 360 has mindshare there. Like,
yeah.
I mean, the people that are buying stuff now, they're not the Call of Duty fanboys. They're not the Madden fanboys, because they buy two games a year.
Well, that's maybe why some of them are okay with, like, selling their shit right now to get the most, you know, so they have that, you know, PS4 and Call of Duty paid off at launch or whatever if they choose the Xbox.
Yeah.
But
maybe,
it's,
maybe, like, are these the Call of Duty fanboys that are trading their stuff?
The point we can all agree on is the next few months, especially leading up to November. I think September is going to be a big, big, big month. It's going to be a big month.
Yeah.
Everything's going to be finalized, right? That's when people, when you start seeing the actual, like, real shifts towards, like, the brand loyalty, Xbox or PlayStation. Right now, people are just reacting. It's a very, and I know people are reacting with money in your store. And that's not going to stop. But when you're talking about, like, a number that's going to impact the actual success of both consoles, this is going to go on for months, dude. It's not going to be settled with this one announcement.
Another thing I think is getting sold short by people that are like, well, PC's had this for years, yada, yada, yada. It's like with the DRM and stuff, it's like console gamers are not used to that shit, dude. They take offense to it.
but they are. That's the funny thing about this, because anybody that has an iPhone, anybody that buys digital music or books, digital books, or anything digitally, they're used to this.
But yeah. A lot of them,
they just don't know
have
it.
An iPad.
They,
a lot of them do. A lot of them have some sort of tablet. A lot of them.
That's because we can't trust you with a tablet, Jeff. You masturbate enough with a laptop.
A lot of them have some form of digital device where they get digital media from on a regular basis.
But it's not their console. It's not their console. They expect their console to be like the same thing it's always kind of been, where it's like you buy a game for it, you can, you know, trade it with your friends, sell it on Craigslist, whatever, you know.
Lure a little kid into your van with.
Look, I got Call of Duty.
God, I can't be saying shit like that anymore with this job. What am I doing?
Oh, you're right. I mean, but some of this stuff is the same that's gone through with every other industry that's moved forward. And I'm not entirely sure that we're not ready to move forward. Like, I personally am. I've been ready to go digital for, like, the last 3 years. Like, I don't need this physical shit.
Cool.
And that's me. But I could see where some people are like, I want that. But, I mean, to what degree? Like, the same people that go, I need backwards compatibility. I need this. Like, a lot of this is just, you know, kind of anger topics to get, like, I'm going to get angry over it because I can.
Hey, nothing fuels this industry better than rage.
But in the end, like, what does it come down to? It's going to come down to software.
Yeah.
And who's going to have the games? Like, if, you know, if Sony has the games, then they're going to come out on top. If Microsoft has the games, and regardless of price, I think they're going to come out on top.
I'm going opposite route. I think you're going to get the games people care most about are going to be on both systems, and you have one that's cheaper. It's like,
I think 2 years from now, it's going to be a very interesting landscape. We're going to know if either Nintendo's out of the fucking game completely, and we're going to know the real impact of Microsoft's, like, limitations on DRM and stuff, and Sony's, you know, lack of. We're going to see which one really, it's going to take about 2 years to actually start seeing, like, significant numbers.
Right. You know? And then, you know, who's to say that in 2 years, that's not when, you know, everything kind of goes digital.
Yeah.
And at that point, who is, you know, more equipped for it? Like, is it Sony who kind of doubled down on disc-based media this time, or is it Microsoft who was like, we're going to
I think Tony's going to be more equipped. He's going to have a much better cheese platter by that time.
I would hope so.
That's good, because this one's all gone. I'm going to need another one by then.
Well, yeah. I would hope you weren't saving the same cheese platter for 2 years. Cause...
I'm going to have to, like, upgrade my cheese platter.
Yeah.
How's the firmware on that? I just wonder.
I have no idea. I'm wondering if Steampunk Jeff is still going to be around in 2 years.
All I know is in the next 2 years, they should not let fucking Don or Doug Matrick, whatever his name is,
Don
ever
Matrick.
Talk to the press again, dude. That guy.
Oh, man. That guy was dog bite. It's not a train wreck. I feel for him because I'm sure he got dogged all day long with the same question in different languages and different tones. And it probably got to the point he was like, fuck, I'm tired of this goddamn questions. And he just kind of released a little bit of rage.
But he just said something stupid.
I'm sure his PR team behind him was just like, what the? Oh, God. You know?
Jeff Keighley was caught off guard. He was like, wait, that's your answer to people? Just stick with the 360?
I'm also not. I don't think he's wrong.
Dude, you don't say that. You don't say it, but I don't think he's wrong.
I'm not saying that if from a PR standpoint that he should say it, but I don't think he's wrong. Like,
or you could trade in your 360 and get a PS4.
He's not gonna say that.
A lot of people are starting to do it, man. I'm thinking about it too, because I don't play my 360 anymore. So it's like, kind of.
That's
sitting
because
there.
You're too lazy to get batteries.
No, I got one. I finally got one. But I got it for free, and it's fine and everything. But I'm like, I'm way more into my 3DS right now, and my PS4, or my PS3. I got a bunch of games on it, like a backlog going right now.
But
so it's
you have a tendency to overreact, and right now you're kind of picturing the whole entire nation coming to your GameStop store. And trading in all this shit. And the war and the console war is over, done, you know, match set and, you know, whatever game set match, Sony.
And what Chris is trying to bring around is it's a longer development to actually see who's actually in or out of this race.
It is, yeah. But it's a bad, bad start right now.
Right,
like,
now
it's
it is a bad
no.
Yeah, you can't argue that. It's a bad start. It really is.
No, it's like, I mean, it's Sony came out with what they needed to come out with.
Yeah.
And hit the ground running where Microsoft
This is the one year you can't. It's hard to argue which big of the big three won the E3 conference wars, because right now everyone's just kind of universally saying Sony.
Dude, your company. I watched the CBS Nightly News, like the national news last night. They called it for Sony. I was damn, dude. And the Nightly News was like, yeah, Sony just came in and fucking slapped Microsoft around and fucked them in the ass. I was like, wow, dude.
That was the tone all over national news, international news, where it's like, you know, Sony came off swinging and, you know, they took down the champ because, you know, everyone likes the underdog, and Sony is the underdog right now. And Nintendo is just kind of like,
Nintendo land.
I don't know. Nintendo is like lost.
Nintendo's like that dude you kind of see at the local grocery store all the time. You kind of want to say hi to, but at the same time, you're like, I don't know this stranger, you know? But you know, he's in the neighborhood. You know, that's how they are right now. But that's how it was, right? Nintendo for this particular race, always the Xbox numbers have always been higher than the PlayStation. Now they kind of seem to come out swinging, like, fuck it, we're not going to stay at number two anymore. You know?
I think it's going to be really interesting.
It really is. It's
like
great.
I said to Chris earlier, really like, interesting times, man. This is interesting times to be, like, you know, into this industry.
You know, I want to make a mental note that if at any point I'm making a Skype call via the Xbox One and Skype and connect, and Jeff's at the other end with his own hardware, I'm going to call your bullshit so hard, Jeff. I'm gonna be like, you motherfucker, I'm trading in everything. I'm done. Look at you now, dude. Embracing Kinect like a motherfucker. Now put some pants on. You know?
I mean, we'll see. I'm not saying I won't ever get an Xbox One, but it's already decided. For me personally, if I get one this fall, and I was close to reserving it today, if I get one this fall, it's PS4. It's a better deal.
I can't say I blame anyone for reacting that way. It is $100 is $100 in today's economy. That's a lot of food. That's a lot of food that can go in your stomach, you know?
You put that $100
down.
What
game are you going to get, though, Jeff?
That's the thing. I don't have one, so I'm like, I don't know if I need it right away, dude.
Well, you're getting...
That's where I'm at for the PS4.
Well, you're getting Dry Club for free. That's going to be an instant, like, collection game.
It's a gimped version of Dry Club.
It's still free,
even
bro.
Then, yeah, that's the thing. Even then.
It's a free next gen. When has that happened, dude? Not since, like, fucking Duck Hunt and Mario combo with a fucking Zapper gun.
It's basically a demo for Drive Club, though. It has limited tracks and limited cars.
It's still free, bro.
It is.
Still free. It's still enough to get you through a few, like, you know, For the casual person, that's more than enough. It would be like enough to like set us for the week, and then
at $400, Walter, you're not buying a $400 system to casually play Drive Club. You're buying Drive Club if you're gonna buy a $400 system at launch.
Well, first of all, $400, you're lying to me. You're saying you're ready to just only spend $400 on the new console.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
You walk out of the store, you're going to spend $480 when it's all said and true. And the Xbox is the same thing. It's going to be $580 when you walk out of the store. That's the reality.
I'm not denying that. My thing is, for me, like, what do I get? Like, you're going to get Drive Club. Okay, so what game, though, outside of the free Drive Club do I get? Like,
I can mess around with that for a week or two, and then I get, like, they said Outlast and Don't Starve are coming, like, right after that. So it's like, that would keep me occupied, I think.
And you get Call of Duty's in the same launch window. Call of Duty will be out soon. It's going to be a launch title. You're going to have Killzone. You're going to have all these showcase games that you can pick up. I think a Need for Speed Rivals will be a month later. So there's going to be options. There's going to be a window. It's not going to be like the Dreamcast when it was like launch games. There are six of them, and then there's nothing for months, dude.
Oh no, I know there's going to be games coming. It's like for me, there's nothing at launch to make me buy a PS4.
Okay, that's completely, you know, understandable.
Like and I can't for me, like if I were Jeff, like if Jeff were in my spot, I can't see him buying a PS4 either. Like, I have a PC that can play Don't Starve. I can already play Don't Starve. And I have a PC that can play Outlast when that comes out. Like, so what game do I buy? What game do I spend to buy this $400 system for to justify my getting it?
Well, Jeff has a Wii U, so what's anything he gets from this point on is an upgrade.
Well, everything is going to be a letdown. I mean, I have the Wii U already. It's like, do I really even need another system anyways?
I told you, go to counseling, dude. This is a really horrible, abusive relationship you're in. You know?
Jeff, you should really not sell your 360, because I'm going to get Destiny on 360.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's going to be more people playing it there.
That's right, because people actually have 360s.
Right. Like, there's not going to be enough people on the PS4 or the Xbox One that I personally know that are going to have systems.
Does the Destiny have a Tauntaun?
Maybe.
Well, that's going to decide my day one purchase.
Yes.
Yeah, it will have one.
Yeah, Tauntaun's confirmed.
All right, I'm fucking buying it. Jeff, I'm hitting you with my Tauntaun.
I've already pre-ordered my Xbox One. I'm in. It's done.
I'm waiting. I'm actually haven't pre-ordered. That's only because I don't have an address in San Francisco yet. But the moment I get somewhere I can ship it to, I'm pre-ordering my shit, you know? Both consoles, by the way. Not just...
Yeah. I mean, I have the PS4 pre-ordered, but unless something comes along, and, I mean, maybe something's going to get announced in between now and then, that'll be like, yeah, like, but right now I'm not sure.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
I mean, I want both. I think we all do, right? Like.
Yes, I want both.
I want both. I mean, we're gamers. We want to experience it all, you know? Like, if someone gave me a Wii U for free right now, I'll be like, cool. Let me go plug this in.
Right.
You know? But I wouldn't spend money because there isn't a game there where I feel like I'm gonna spend hours and hours of playing. But if it's free, it's gonna sit there and collect dust just like Jeff's.
Jeff uses his on occasion, right, Jeff?
What? My Wii U?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, he uses the controller as a cutting board.
I play the Wii U quite a bit, actually. I've probably put a couple hundred hours into the system already. And honestly, you know, funny thing, I was going to mention about the Nintendo thing. Coming out of that, the games I'm still most excited for are Pikmin 3 and Legend of Zelda Wind Waker. And once those hit, I'll be playing a shit ton of those. So.
Yeah. Wind Waker looks really, really great now.
Oh, yeah.
It looks so good. It looks so good. If someone gave me a free system, I would totally play Wind Waker on it.
Oh, my God, it looks great.
Yeah, it's playable there. It's great. And then plus, when it's playable here, I should say, on E3, whatever. And then plus, when I'm done playing with it and I'm tired of it, I can send it to Tony as a fancy cheese platter.
Yes!
You know?
Isn't it great?
God, I want a cheese platter.
That cheese was really good too, Jeff.
Anyway, we should let you guys go to sleep.
Cheese. Yes, please.
Next week, Jeff and I will have Animal Crossing. I'll have some Grid 2. The Last of Us. Jeff, you getting that?
Mm-hmm.
Tony?
No.
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 All right. Well, Jeff and I will have The Last of Us.
I still need to finish BioShock Infinite, so.
Yeah, you do.
Probably do that at some point.
I'm going to be separated from my console for a few months starting next week. I'm doing my move from East Coast to West Coast. No.
Okay, so you have a
lot Animal Crossing.
Take up strategy gaming.
I'm actually leaving that behind too. I'm only doing my Chromebook and iPad.
And Animal Crossing.
And
you're gonna play lots of Plants vs. Zombies.
I suppose. I don't know. I guess I can always set something up in my new office. But and have my consoles there. But the plan is to leave everything in storage in boxes until I find an apartment in San Francisco. And then have everything shipped up. So I know I'm bracing myself for 2 months and not being able to play anything, you know?
You know, live in the office until then?
No. I got a place to stay for the meantime. I have a lot of friends who are like very excited for me to come back in the industry, which is very humbling and very, I don't know, all those happy, happy, joy, joy feelings, you know?
Right.
So I have a lot of people in the Bay Area who are like opening their doors for me for a while until I can get my apartment and get established and all that stuff, you know? So, it won't be bad. Like the first time out, I spent 2 months floating around hotels until I found a place. And that was pretty shitty. You know? So, right. But this time, yeah, this time should be a lot easier and should be a lot of fun. And I'm actually really excited for this job. Not that I wasn't when I got my break at IGN, but, this time it's different. I'm kind of in charge of a whole department, and this is, I can make it my own and bring cool shit to, like, you know, community, kind of, you know, the shit I like to do. You guys know me for a while now.
Yes.
You know, so.
And we'll see you at all the crazy conventions.
All the crazy conventions. I'm going to start doing those dinners like I used to do at IGN. Remember those, I invite you guys to have dinner with me and select editors and stuff throughout the convention.
Yep.
I'm bringing that back. Parties. GameSpot parties is going to be the place to fucking be at any PAX, I guarantee you. Comic-Con, too. Giant Bomb, all that shit, you know. I'm going to try and make it as fucking accessible and as large as I can humanly make until CBS tells me to stop spending so much money. So, yeah, I'm really excited, man. This is really, really cool shit, you know.
Well, good luck.
Thanks, man. Thanks.
And once you get settled in and everything, we'll have you back on. You can give us an update on what's going on.
Absolutely, man. I'm willing to do stuff from the office too. You know, so.
All right. Well,
I just need to get into the office. <you know>?
Yeah. Well, enjoy the rest of E3.
One more day, man. One more day, and then get to travel back to the East Coast, though.
Yeah. And I guess that's it. We'll be back next week, and we're going to have ourselves an announcement very shortly. So,
sweet. Are we selling Jeff for $2.99?
We're going to announce how sexy Jeff is.
Wrapped inside a Tauntaun.
We need to sell Jeff for $2.99. We need to undercut the PlayStation 4. Steampunk Jeff is going on sale for $2.99. It's going to include burps, farts, and disgusting dating stories.
Those alone are worth the God.
All right. Say goodbye, Jeff.
Goodbye, Jeff.